Now for some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Colin Burley from Toftwood is in agreement with Anthony Gormley's solar panel protest. You reported recently that Sir Anthony Gormley expressed his disapproval of the construction of a solar panel farm in Westacre near his home. I suspect that there are many others, myself included, who will go along with his thoughts. Our countryside is fast becoming covered with solar panel farms, electric pylons, and swathes of concrete around housing estates. William Blake's England Green and Pleasant Land is fast becoming a grey and unpleasant land. I feel that should the weight of Sir Anthony's celebrity status help to prevent the Westacre construction, that he be dubbed the Angel of the East.
Michael Woodhouse from Eton is in tune with a recent theatre trip. Last week, we went to the Sawbarn Theatre to see a dramatisation of The Ragged Trouser Philanthropists by Robert Tressel. It was an excellent and thought-provoking performance. Written more than a century ago, the novel follows a group of painters and decorators struggling with insecure work, poverty, and exploitative employers. Set long before the welfare state or the National Health Service, it contrasts the hardship of working families with the comfort of those who employ them. What struck me most was how relevant it still feels today. While workers in Britain no longer fear the cost of medical treatment, many still face insecure work, debt, and unaffordable housing. Tressel's story also reminds us how people support one another, yet too often remain grateful to those who treat them poorly, and how easily they can be divided. More than 100 years on, the message still resonates.
Kevin Dack from Attleborough has a view on Norwich City's performance, but not on the football pitch. Given the crisis of last autumn, the Norwich City on-pitch transformation has been quite remarkable, with the 9 league wins so far this year matching the number we had acquired in the first 10 months of 2025. If we can win 8 of the remaining 10, the playoffs could still be possible. Off the field still seems to leave a lot to be desired, with the club seemingly taking the lead role in the liquidation of its official building contractor, with whom it appears to have had a constructive two-way relationship in the past. Hasn't Norwich City suffered a number of financial crises in the past, involving some still remaining board members? Doesn't a community-orientated football club need to be seen to be supportive of local businesses suffering distress? What message does it send to the kind of customers that they would presumably like to attract to use their premium seats and services that were the source of controversy last autumn?
Steve McKinder from Denver is incensed by what he sees as plastic card tyranny. I share Marcus Moore's disdain for venues and shops which refuse the coin of the realm and demand you to proffer a plastic card or leave without your goods. If cash is refused, I simply turn on my heel and leave, not because I don't have a payment card, it's just my stubborn refusal to kowtow to their tyranny. Cash is legal tender, and one of the few ways we can still conduct our lives and our businesses without the creeping surveillance by big business and government. Clearly, some will identify this attitude as merely paranoia. If you've nothing to hide, there's no problem, they'll opine. But we all know the nation's personal debt tally increases annually, and frankly, this crippling indebtedness is entirely down to easy, uncontrollable spending enabled by the plastic in your wallet. Cash is king, it said in a local store. I concur.
Finally, Ian MacDonald from Billericay writes about the importance of spelling. Football fans, and doubtless many other people too, will have found it highly amusing that a supporter of Barcelona Football Club, intending to watch his club's recent match in Newcastle, ended up hundreds of miles in the wrong direction when he mistakenly arrived at the home ground of Exeter Football Club in Devon. Luckily, Exeter were playing that night, so at least he had a game to watch. The Spanish fan blamed the error on his sat-nav and said that the two football grounds have the same name. But that's not true. Some readers may remember a book called Eats, Shoots and Leaves, which stressed how important punctuation can be. In other words, there is a big difference between a giant panda, which eats shoots and leaves, because they are an important part of its diet, and the scene in a restaurant when a violent customer, deciding to avoid payment, eats, shoots, and then leaves. The comma is important. Just to explain that, he actually writes eats, shoots, and leaves on the first one with a panda with no commas, but on the violent customer, he says eats, comma, shoots, and then leaves. Full stop. So the comma is important. In the case of the Spanish football fan, there is a difference in the spellings of St. James's Park in London, that's spelt James apostrophe S, St. James's Park in Newcastle, that's spelt James apostrophe, and St. James Park with no apostrophe at all. An apostrophe and a letter S make the three names different and cost one supporter a lot of time and money.